Hi there, friends. This is your Broadway buddy, Ben Cameron, and you are listening to Playbill Presents The Broadway Cast.
The Broadway Cast is a weekly podcast that brings the pages of Playbill to life and delivers it directly to theater fans around the world.
You're listening to a very special episode of Playbill Presents The Broadway Cast. Playbill has partnered up with Renaissance Hotels right there in the heart of Times Square for a special pop-up performance of several of the Broadway shows coming to the Great White Way this fall. Starting off the series was Once on This Island, one of my personal favorites, probably one of yours. We were invited to this incredibly exclusive event, and we got to chat with some of the key players from both cast and creative of audience favorite Once on This Island. It's back, baby, and here's what the cast and creatives have to say about it.
Coming to Broadway in Once on This Island, playing the role of Asaka, this is Alex Newell. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
So what does this mean to you to be involved in this Once on This Island revival?
It is one of my dream roles and one of my favorite shows ever. And so I'm here for every aspect of it. I mean, let's be very honest. My Broadway debut was going to be either this or Dreamgirls. So I took which was available, honestly.
And why do you think Once on This Island is important today?
Because it's about community. The heart of it is about love and community, and that's exactly what we need right now in our time climate and our political climate. It's coming together and remembering where we've been, where we're going, and where we're at.
If you were stranded on an island, what three items could you not live without?
Cell phone.
Did you fashion a reception tower out of coconuts?
Hello. Yeah. My closet and my alcohol. Full bar.
Full bar, top shelf.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for everyone to see you in this role. I can't wait to see you in this role.
Thank you.
And I like you very much.
I like you very much as well.
Let's have a hug.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes, still here at the beautiful Renaissance Hotel, talking all about the upcoming revival of Once on This Island. I'm here with Stephen Flaherty, who, I gotta tell you, mister, I am your biggest fan. And this score is so impressive. Why do you think that Once on This Island resonates with so many people musically?
Well, I think it's one of these shows that it really is about community, and I think it's about a group effort, and it's about coming together as one, which I think we need to do, not only as the country, but globally right now. I think we need to come together and realize that we're more similar and that our differences are something that should not keep us apart. I know in the original production, it really affected all of us involved in different ways. For me, I met my partner, we fell in love, and we got married this past year. So we met during the original run, we survived 27 years, and here we are together as a married couple now see the revival. So, you know, that proves that love is stronger than everything else, I think.
That makes me want to go see the show on opening night to have just such a love story.
Yeah, it does have magic in it.
This show is so beloved and has been for a while. Part of what's so fun is there's been the casting journey, I think, for this. A diverse casting.
Yes.
And even the search for finding young Miss Haley Kilgore.
First of all, we're so lucky to have found Haley. She's exceptional. She is 18 years old.
Oh, gee.
I know. She's a natural in every category. A beautiful singer, wonderful soul, incredible actress. All of her instincts are really, really spot on. And she's also one of these really smart young performers whose learning curve is like, it's insane. We've only known her for a couple of months now. And we've gotten to play with her now in workshop. And I just can't wait till we're finally in Circle in the Square and working with her. She's exceptional.
Yeah.
And also in general, all of the roles we wanted to look for literally the most talented person should get the part.
Yeah.
You know? And so we were looking at all different kinds of people for all of the roles, and especially the gods.
Yeah.
You know, all of the gods are stupendous. I can't wait to hear Lea Salonga sing the Human Heart.
I was gonna say that when I heard that, I thought there's no better match of voice and song.
No, it's gonna be spectacular.
We cannot wait for people to get up there and see Once on This Island. And thank you for bringing it back.
Yeah, I'm happy that it is back, so thank you, Ben. I'm really excited.
Thanks so much, Stephen Flaherty. I'm here now with the visionary director of Once on This Island, who did incredible things with Spring Awakening, Michael Arden. Why Once on This Island? Why is this the next project that you've wanted to take on as a director?
Well, it's a perfect musical. I think think it's perfect. It's 90 minutes of humor, life, heart, devastation, and ultimately joy, and I think it's really faith inspiring, and I've loved it forever. And I think, you know, with what's happening in the world, so many places have been devastated, you know, to be able to present a show that's about how we rebuild and how we continue to use story as a healing device and a healing function of art is really important. And I feel honored to be able to be steering the ship.
How much fun are you having, or are you going to be able to have, with the setup at Circle in the Square Theater, which is not a proscenium stage, where it's really kind of an island unto itself?
Well, it was the theater that I wanted to be in, and it was luckily timing, just the gods smiled on us, and we got it. I mean, I love unconventional space, and I love being able to play in the round, and so that we really invite the audience to like join our circle, our drum circle, in a way. Yeah. I think it's the perfect place for this. It's not too big. Every single seat feels like you're right in the action.
And what do you want people to walk away from after seeing this production?
I hope people leave this show feeling like they can choose love above fear or hate, because I think it's, you know, that's a simple sort of bumper sticker saying, but I think that's actually what the world is in desperate need of now, and I want them to leave knowing that we are required to tell our children stories that make the world better, that they might be able to tell future generations. So for me, it's for the future.
I think that's beautiful. And if you were stranded on an island, what three items could you not live without?
Andy Mientis.
That's beautiful.
An Ella Fitzgerald record.
Okay.
And I guess I would need a record player. So is that three?
That's three. You
know,
did
like,
it.
Just me, Andy, and Ella. That's all I need.
Then we got the chance to run into Quentin Earl Darrington, who's playing Ogway in the new revival of Once on This Island, who just gave us a killer performance of one of my favorite songs from the show, Rain. What has this music meant to you in your life before this became part of your reality?
I got to tell you, I didn't know the music that much or that well, you know, before being cast in the show. Of course, I had heard Waiting for Life to Begin, you know, the big, big number of the show, but it's been a joy to discover not only the music and how it touches the heart, but the entire story and how it reaches the community. So it's been a blast, man.
And do you feel, with a lot of the things that are happening in our world, and the climate of our world today, not to put too fine a point on it, why is this a good time for audiences to have Once on This Island back?
In today's society, there are so many people that are focused on so many things, and I'll just use the word distracted.
Sure.
And we often forget people. We often forget to look up and see each other, face to face, truth to truth, heart to heart. And Once on This Island is one of those God-given blessings that remind us about people and what it is to be human. And so when you can like raise your eyes from the cell phone and forget the tweets and the Instagramming and all this kind of stuff and the Facebooking and actually have a human face-to-face interaction and realness and be in the moment, I think that's one of the messages that Once on This Island shares for us to be people again.
And how do you think this unique space at Circle in the Square is going to help people do that?
So cool. I got a chance to see a show there many, many years ago, and I was immersed in this whole new world. Very unique theater, very intimate space, and I think that totally adds to that same idea of humanity and reaching the heart. It brings the audience right into us, and we'll be right on top of you.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be awesome, man.
You're in the show whether you like it or not.
Literally everyone will be in the show.
Yeah. And what do you want when people walk out of the door at the Circle in the Square, what do you want them to walk away feeling?
I want them to walk away feeling light on their toes and with a consciousness to go out and either help somebody or forgive somebody.
That's powerful. If you were stranded on a desert island, what three items could you absolutely not live without?
Lemon heads. That's my favorite candy
world. I did not see that coming.
Oh, by far. By far.
Don't you, if you have too many of them, don't they like rip your tongue up a little bit?
They do, but like I'm a pro. I've been doing this since I was like 5-6 years old.
Got it.
And I still have them today in rehearsals. So lemon heads would be one. Definitely. Some jazz music. Gregory Porter. and my family.
Yes, I love that. Have an incredible run. I'm thrilled, as so many people are thrilled, about the return of the show.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the ride.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
If you enjoyed this special sneak peek of Once on This Island, you're going to want to make sure that you're subscribed to us on iTunes, because coming up next, we are going back into the Renaissance to chat with cast and creatives from, get ready for it, He Lives in a Pineapple Under the Sea, SpongeBob SquarePants. Yes, it's a musical. Yes, it's opening on Broadway. And yes, we're going to get the lowdown on all of it. So keep up with us on social media at The Broadway Cast. Subscribe on iTunes, listen on Spotify, but most importantly, tell your friends.